The meeting is called to order. I'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I forget to take my hat off and the guy jumped me for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did.
All right, we have a quorum. First up, approval of minutes from the May meeting. Anybody have any changes? Here's your copy.
I vote to accept them.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Clerk's report. I don't think I have anything this month. Carol, treasurer's report.
Okay. We had a beginning balance of $337,426.19. Made $409 in deposits, had $46,963.94 clear the bank, and our ending balance was $291,988.50.
I did have one question.
Okay.
So for the past 2 months now, they keep trying to cancel our accident fund coverage because their due date for the payment is different than our date that we send out voucher. We always pay it, but they want it about a week or two sooner. They're on a different schedule than us, so.
With who?
That one might be Philadelphia. I got another.
Nothing is this month, right? I haven't seen anything.
I got something dated end of May that said they were going to cancel it effective June 10th.
I overnighted that amount that they needed.
In the last week?
No.
Or last month? Yeah, they've done it 2 months now.
Well, then that's... I'm sure Jolene would have called. That money was sent. I need to see those when you get them. Just take a picture and send it to me and let me look.
Okay.
At least. Or call Jolene and talk to her and ask her.
I emailed it to you this time, but by the time I got it from the post office and opened it up, it was already past the date that they said it would be canceled. We got a cancellation from them the previous month, but then you paid
them,
it.
I called them
and then I got a notice of reinstatement with no gaps in coverage. So I'm sure the same thing will just happen
the next time we
every month. But it's just kind of a, it's going to be
it
a pain.
It can't be a monthly. We usually pay that all in 1 month or 1 year. We take care of usually. I thought that was a 6 month deal.
You know,
they wanted a $300 payment.
Yeah.
Like so, by the well, end I mean, of.
They did.
I don't know what their deadline was, but they were going
to
cancel
it. Send it to me and let me see it. Okay. Did you send it?
I did. Maybe last Friday.
Okay, I was out of town. Still, I should get it.
I mean, at that point, it was Rick too late to do anything about it, and I knew, you know, we'd be paying it.
Like your rivers.
After this meeting, but
Ms. Durin's gone.
Okay, they just need to quit
really.
Trying to cancel at a moment's notice.
I don't rough. Think I got it.
Rip.
Okay. All right, I will make a note to myself to send it to you.
No, I don't have it on my email.
Okay. It was, in a reply with something else, another attachment. But, I will send it again, though. Make sure you get it. Okay. If there's nothing else before we approve vouchers.
Right.
Okay. I move to approve the vouchers.
Yep.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Steve, do you have the overseers and trustees report?
You know, I'm doing the overseer's report for Randy.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me it talks about the fuel sent it to me. He sent it to all of us, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes, I saw it today.
Okay, here it is. Monthly report. They're doing the chip seal patching. They did run three 55-gallon barrels of the oil, 2 tons of asphalt. What's it say? The second line. They worked on the trailer, I know, or that hot oil trailer.
Heater bed for trailer? Millings on one step. The second line? Something for trailer.
Hey, you can take that off and put it into the news, right?
You want me to upload that to the website as
right.
The overseer's report?
So if anybody wants to read it, it'll be on the website.
Yes.
He needs to type. That's.
And, okay, the fuel, regular fuel, 10 gallons, that would have been for the, I don't know, the gas motors on the...
Lawnmowers or
right.
Anything, weed eaters, all the...
Red fuel was 447 gallons, it's a grader and everything. Green fuel, 173. I'm making anything that goes on the road gets green fuel. Let's see. Tack trailer. All the usable, everything's usable right now. There's nothing out of commission. They worked on the track trailer that puts a wall down, PT1, the excavator, and PT3. They're all usable. There's nothing down right now. The water truck does work. Just has a few leaks and... Okay, on grading, Randy graded 1/40th mile 3, 4, 5, and 6. And that's his monthly report.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only report calls I've been getting are on mowing, and I get one a day. And as of tonight, we're all caught up on people that's complaining about tall grass. So that's my trustee's report.
Okay. For board discussion, we have gather and continue to track FEMA expenses on road repairs.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to get with all the main.
I guess I could call Southwest Quarry and find out how much FEMA bought from them and get that amount. And
yes. Well, everything.
If that's the rock we have been using, I've got to get that amount.
Yes, everything since January the 3rd, all rock that comes out goes towards that.
Okay.
That was rebuilding all the roads and the asphalt or the millings that we did over there on 170th. That goes. Whatever we're charged is five. It's cheap. $5 a ton is all we're getting for that stuff.
That's cheap. That's half, less than half price.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be
so
pretty
we're gonna
simple.
Charge everything to FEMA until when? When do we determine that we've
until
caught
our,
up with January's
our
damage?
Our chip seal's done.
Yeah, because we're repairing the
all
patches
the chip seals.
Now, and those repairs can go for that damage.
And
okay.
And there, I'll tell you at. Our corner, the where they at Metal Arc and 160th,
mm-hmm.
It's getting where it goes. They do the sides a little bit. That is all breaking away from.
I know, and I've told Randy that I wanted your whole everything out in front.
Well, that intersection is in the West Star or whatever they're called now.
Uh-huh. Evergy.
They have that truck, that semi coming in. I don't know how many times a day carrying they're building a brick.
Right.
So there's a lot of traffic right there.
Right.
But we need to repair that so it doesn't just totally
right.
Fall apart
and
that
goes,
corner.
That goes back to that freezing thawing that it broke
right.
Up loose and
right.
Now all the damage is still.
Okay. Well, that's
up.
An area we need to tell
right.
Him about.
Okay. Okay, that's done.
Okay. And then I'll get with you to get the pictures of the equipment. This shall serve, if nothing we've said prior to this point was an official announcement that we are selling equipment, this is the official announcement as per the requirements of the resolution passed last month, that we will be selling a lowboy trailer. What else?
A spreader.
The reclaimer. The reclaimer that goes onto a grader that Chris bought back.
Looks like a set of discs or something.
Yes. There's no disc left on it.
Oh, really?
He busted them all off.
At prices to be determined or up to public offer.
Or iron, scrap iron.
Right.
And it will be on our website, hopefully by the end of the week.
Yep.
Okay. We need to meet as an auditing board this month. We're supposed to do it.
Yes.
Remember at the
Butler County.
Butler County meeting, they said we need to do it March, June, September, and December. And so.
The 9th.
I now convene.
You're the one said it.
Yep, we hadn't.
Well, no.
We weren't aware of it before.
I don't think
nobody
we ever
was.
Did. Michael, last board group.
No.
Well, they asked at the Butler County meeting who all has done this because the clerk has received no annual reports from any of your auditing boards, and everyone was like, what?
Hey, wait a second.
And so then they said that 4 times a year, all you do is at your township meeting, you say,
that's right.
We are now convening right. as the auditing board of Pleasant Township. So that's what I say. And then we go through the claims against the township. So legal claims or lawsuits against us. If there are none, which there are not, say there are currently no lawsuits against the township. We now adjourn our meeting as the auditing board.
Okay.
So we just, 4 times a year we have to do that?
Yep.
Did we just do it?
We did.
Okay.
Okay.
Did we vote on it?
Nope.
Okay.
I think we just make an announcement.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good job.
Okay. And then next January we'll file our annual report with the clerk on the findings of the auditing board. And that brings us to citizen discussion.
Remember, on July the 9th, we have our budget meeting.
Correct.
Okay.
That's an L.
That's
right.
What I thought you were talking about at first.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for the confusion.
Citizen discussion. If you'd like to address the board, Keith. Please state your name.
Keith Lees.
Will you spell?
L-E-I-S.
Okay. Lies. I always say that nice guys.
Just like I said before, I just was interested in the equipment you're selling, and then I'll give you guys my card again before I leave for trucking in the township.
Okay.
For sure.
Sounds good.
Oh, one other thing. Where we did put the milling so far, everything's holding up good. Rick Wajak's very happy with everything.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good.
So
good.
That,
at that price,
E5,
I say
something.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Let's come down.
Yeah.
Metal arc.
Yep. Do them all.
And if you want water to help get that packed, my brother said we could use his pond.
Yep. And I'm getting with your brother, and we're going to put a pump, one of our motors and pumps up to where
yeah,
just
he knows
back
how
in
to
there.
Get it done.
Yep.
Okay.
I've already talked to him.
All right. Nothing else?
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Meeting adjourned, 6:47 p.m.